Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Igmos? Hello.
Hi, this is Nina at Eagle Moss. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Yeah. Just to make sure that you can't hear me, right?
Yes, I just the last time you said
Okay.
hello.
Okay. Well, there's a number that you guys have on your billing statement that goes to my Verizon deal, and I'm trying to get a hold of your customer service. Because it's not anything to do with collections or anything like that that I need because I'm up to date, but I got a missing part that I need to get ordered.
Okay, that would be me.
Okay, that would be you. Okay. Let's see, account number. Let's see, customer number. Do you want the customer number? Is that what you
And
want?
then, yes.
Okay, so 353-16-88-0001.
3531688001. And may I have your first and last name?
Joshua Tucker. Now I gotta find that piece
And Mr.
again.
Tech,
I get you the number.
what is your zip code?
89431.
89431. And what collection are you referring to today?
Well, it's not the collection, it's a part. Because I misplaced it. It was on my desk when I was working on the model, and when
Okay,
I
what
went
is
to
the
go
car?
read.
I mean, that's the collection. You was working
Oh,
on a model. What model
yeah.
was that?
It's the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Okay. Lorian.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And what part kit are you missing?
It will be from issue number 27. Got the one here. See, so that one goes to the right. See, I think that's it. But that's just this just be safe. It'll be part numbers 27 E and F. I've got one of them. I just don't know which one is which. I think 27 is the one I've got on the car now. Or F, I mean. But I might as well reorder both.
Okay, I have my system pulled up. Now I'm putting your order number in. And which part kit you were missing? The number of the part kit.
It's either 27E or 27F. I can't tell which was which from this picture here. I think I have the F, and it's the E that I need. Let me see here. They both look the same, just one goes one way and one goes the other, and depends on how you look at the part. Let me see here. Not that one, not that one. Where is it?
Okay, I have your DeLorean pulled up. Verify your delivery address, please.
Hang on. Oh, this may not be the right piece. Hang on. No, that's not the right piece. There's two, the front and back look the same. My bad. Let me correct
Okay,
that. Let me
but
find it.
we can narrate by the magazine. Which magazine issue
Huh?
are you referring to?
Yeah, hang on. I have to find it. I'm pulling them up right now. Let's see here. That's not the parts. That's not the parts. That's not the parts. Where is it? Where is it? It's none of those. had the magazine set aside for so long, and I finally found your number. Where is it? Sorry about this. I should have been more prepared. Come on, where is it? The hell? Where is it? Oh, come on. Where the heck is it? I just went through all these. Oh, come on. All right, Rob, get off. Get in the way. Let's see here. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. It might be right here. Aha! Okay, so it will be piece number. Let's see, I can verify now. See, that one goes that way. See, this I'm looking at them this way. So that one's that one. I need connector lift, so it'll be 26E. Yeah. Yep. That's the one I need from issue number 26.
Okay, now you're saying issue 26.
Yep.
I see you're on your 9th shipment as of March the 16th.
Issue yeah, I'm 26. Quite a ways into this, so.
Oh, verify your delivery address.
It's going to be 358 Lenwood Drive, Sparks, Nevada, 89431.
Okay, so you need a reship of part kit 26.
Yeah, it's the, I just need the one piece if you can do the one piece.
I cannot, I can't be, split up
okay,
the
it's
part.
Just the whole thing. Okay, so it's just the whole kit. So, okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's a reship 26. Looks like your next authorization after today is April the 9th.
Yeah, because you guys just charged me like yesterday for the next shipment.
And within 5 days, you should see a tracking number of that shipment en route.
Yeah. What bothers me on you guys' shipments is I'll track it. It'll show in my city. And then it's like it just sits here for almost a week. And then it'll go out to God knows where and then comes back. I don't get that with the postal service.
It's probably not loaded off the truck. They
on
log
a truck
in
for
and
5 days?
No. I'm saying it's in transit. You know the transit trucks.
Yeah.
You know how like sometimes the postman come by your house and deliver mail, and then you see them come back and go down the street.
Yeah,
it's a transit.
I don't. Yeah, it's doing something because it just shows that it's checked in here in the city at the post office. And then it's like it sits there for a long time, and then it goes out of the state, and then it comes back, according to their transit tracker.
Delivery
that
service
frustrates me.
I do apologize, but believe me, when I think of how you explained it and I see my postman do that, he'll leave and come back Like, what do you do? It might be like a oversized package, or your item was in the back and they had to take this off right now and go get that and come back.
I don't think it's that, because they would have still delivered it in the same day, but yeah, no. But anyways, it's not. I don't think it's anything you guys can do, because I see when you guys ship it, it shows as left the warehouse. So once it leaves the warehouse, it's not on you guys. That's on post office. So I'd have to gripe at them for that. I just need these parts, though. That way when I get to the point where I get the body put on this thing, I'll have everything in place for connecting it.
Okay, I have requested that reship. They're going to send you a tracking number when it ships out. So basically, you'll begin two tracking numbers within the next 10 days.
Okay,
so the reship and the shipment.
Yeah, for the current order and then that reshipment. Yeah, okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Don't think so. That was it. And you might want to take note on your guys' receipts that comes with the parts. On the left side of the receipt, you have a phone number that's listed here. Oh, that was the other thing. The binders, I don't need any more of those binders. Can you stop shipment on those? I know there's one coming with this current one, but I won't need any more of those.
Okay, I have opted you out for the binders.
Yeah, I don't need no more binders. But
okay.
Again,
go
ahead.
I have opted you out for getting binders. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, you might want to correct the number on here, because it should be the same number that's on the top right under your company name. But you have it as 216-6898 on the left side, and then you have the correct one, which is 261. The one on the left goes to my Verizon customer service something.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
On the printout that comes in the package when it ships and you get it in the box, it shows your list of what you got in the box.
Yes.
There's a section on that gives you information, like this is how I found out that the binders cost like $10 a pop, and tells you how to opt out of it. They give you a phone number, but they have the phone number on the first three digits is backwards. They have 216 instead of 261. So that number that they list there goes to something that's with my Verizon company, which is my phone company that I have. And they say it tell me that it's no longer in service.
261-6898.
Yeah, that's what they're listing, and that's the incorrect number. And then on the top right, where it shows your guys' logo, you have the customer service number up here. That has the right number. So you have two different numbers on here. it'll confuse people.
Isn't that something? And you're the only one who said something about that. 1-800-261-6898.
Yeah, that's the correct number. The 1-800-216-6898 is the wrong number.
And you said that's on the shipping label.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll let the management team know.
That's the label that comes in here, the itemized list that comes in with the parts list. That shows the magazines and the parts that are in the box. This is what you should have in the box, plus your totals. It's your receipt.
Okay, and you said this is, this is the invoice.
Yeah, the invoice. That's the word. Yeah, inside the box, yes.
Okay, I'm going to put this info on. Customer stated invoice inside shipment has the incorrect Eagle Moss customer service phone number.
On the left side.
On the left side.
I don't know what they would call that section. I think it's like a statement section.
Oh, well, the statement section is the billing.
Well, not that statement. Statement as in I'm making a statement to you. It's where they're addressing the person, the customer. It says, dear, my name, when you subscribe to the DeLorean such and such, they're addressing you as a customer. That's what I mean by statement, not statement as in receipt. The statement's on the right side of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you got like three different sections to this to this invoice. You have a customer address, you have the receipt of the totals of what you paid for, and then you have the invoice on the bottom. But so far, I'm really impressed with this build. There's only been one section on this build that I've not been impressed with so far.
And what is that?
It's on the distributor cap part of the engine. It's like they give you these spark plug heads that go on top of the distributor for the spark plug wires to connect to, but you have to glue those in. And they don't like going in, or they're just so tiny, they're hard to get into the holes, you know, without, you know, getting glue all over the freaking place and or having them pop out later. So I just didn't put those parts on. And I'm tucking the cable under the distributor cap so it looks still like it's there. Yeah, that was just frustrating because I spent about a week trying to get those in there and make them work. It would have been better if I just molded the whole piece as one piece and didn't just tell you to connect the dang wires.
Okay, I have sent an update over to our management team regarding that correction. Mr.
Sweet.
Tucker, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think that's everything.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is Nina at Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.